Word of God, John chapter number one tonight. So good to see Brother Daniel and his family, and known them for several years. And he was fairly close to us at one time, but now about an hour and a half, I think, away from Memphis on the other side of Tennessee. So he's a pretty good ways away now. And just a joy to see him tonight and his family. And he's talking about all those rides. The last time I went to Dollywood, I rode two of them in a row, and then I laid on a picnic table for 3 hours. I think I wished I was dead. Amen. I'm not sure. But hallelujah, man. I'm telling you, that going upside down stuff, I don't know what it is, but that bothers me. That just messes with me. I don't mind going fast. I don't mind going straight down. But Lord, don't turn me upside down. That bothers me. And anyway, good to see you tonight. Brother Sam, great to see you and your son tonight. And joy this week. I appreciate him. Say real quick, the great hospitality of your pastor. And he has been so kind this week to spend time with me, take me out for lunch, and show me around some buildings today. We're in the process of looking about what we're going to do about building in Statesville. Began to look at some buildings, and he showed me a few today, and I thought, my soul, I didn't want to see a shopping mall, just a building. And anyway, amazing, some of these places. But anyway, just had a great week this week. I appreciate so much the wonderful place. I was able to put my camper down by the lake, and got up this morning, 34 degrees. It's a beautiful spring day, but it warmed up quick. Amen. And beautiful day today. And I don't know about you, but I have thoroughly enjoyed being able to be in the house of the Lord. John chapter number one tonight. John chapter number one, verse number 11 tonight. If you look there, please. John 1, verse number 11. The Bible says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And his fullness have we all received." And the Bible says, "And grace for grace." Last night, I preached on mercy. We talked last night about how the Pool of Bethesda was a place of pity. It was a place that mercy was needed. We realized that the man that was there 38 years with the infirmity was not there for 38 years. But yet, most likely, something had happened that had placed him there. For Jesus said to him at the end of that, that he ought to make sure that he goes and sins no more, lest it's worse in the end. And I want to say this, I'm glad tonight for mercy. But tonight you find in the Word of God, where the Bible says, and I realize you're still standing, for the Bible says, here in the Word of God, verse 16, the latter five words, or four words, and grace for mercy. Grace. I want to preach tonight from that verse. I'll give you the title in just a moment. Last night was about mercy. Tonight is about grace. Let's bow together and pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you tonight for this good number out on a Friday night. They could have been a lot of places, but I'm glad they chose to be in your house tonight. Lord, I want to thank you tonight for Brother Waters and for his ministry, his preaching, his singing, his family, Lord. And I pray your protective hand upon them as they maybe leave in the morning and head back home. I pray that you'd watch over them. Lord, I thank you for Brother Sam. The good message on Monday night, we've heard about him then. Coming down with his young son tonight to be in the meeting. And I pray you to watch over them as they travel home tonight. Lord, I pray that you clothe me in my calling. I pray that you give me tonight what we need from the Word of God. And I pray tonight that when it's all said and done, no one would leave this building and say, what a preacher, or what a singer, or what a pastor, or what a church. But Lord, may somebody leave here tonight and just simply say, what a Savior. Lord, have your way tonight. We'll thank you for all you do for us. For we ask it in Christ's name, and all God's people said, you can be seated tonight. Now I think before I preach, we're going to have another dog report. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but the last couple of nights, I've been told about this. I was here last year. I was here for 5 nights, and every night when I got close to where I was keeping my camper, this dog would be waiting on me. And every night he would chase me for just a little ways, and then he'd go his way and I'd go mine. Well, I was sure when I came back this year, as I said last night, that somebody would have run over him just chasing cars. But oh no, he was around again the last several nights. So several people asked me, said, preacher, what do you think he would do if you stopped? So last night, I stopped. I was coming by that dog, he was running beside of me, and I stopped my truck. So help me, when I did, he sat down, looked at me with his tongue stuck out the left side of his mouth like, let's go. And sure enough, as soon as I got going, he's back up again, and we're running side by side, amen? And listen, I'm glad he stays on the right side of the ditch. He won't get out and get around. So I hope next time, I hope he's still running right there. And, of course, use that illustration to talk about some battles aren't worth fighting, because what are you going to do if you catch the truck? Amen? Tonight, if you'll look at one phrase, that phrase is found in verse 16 where the Bible says, and grace for grace. I shared this last night. I know it's elementary, but I'll say it again tonight. I want you to understand that mercy simply means that I did not get what I deserve. That's mercy. God's been merciful to all of us. But grace is different. Grace is unmerited favor. Grace is simply when you get something that you do not deserve. And you and I need to understand tonight that we are saved by the grace of God. How many of you glad you're saved by God's grace tonight? I'm glad of that this evening. Now, I was studying through this book of the Bible. Matter of fact, John 1 has been a long time ago when I was going through the Gospel of John. I'm still in the book, but it's been a good while ago when I was going through the Gospel of John chapter 1. And I ran across this phrase, grace for grace. And I thought about that phrase. What is God saying when John says about his fullness, and then John says, we've all received and grace for grace. I began to look up that little phrase. I know your pastor loves doing word studies. He and I were talking about that in his office and finding phrases and trying to figure out what in the world are they trying to say about this particular thing. So I began to study that phrase, grace for grace. The best explanation that I could find of that phrase was waves cresting in on an ocean. Other words, when he talks about grace for grace, if you could picture the ocean, if you could picture the waves coming in, and one wave would crash, and another one would come in, and another one would come in. And literally, if you study this passage of the Word of God, it's talking about just these waves of grace after grace after grace after grace in our life. I'm glad there's more than just saving grace. I'm glad there's a lot of grace to go around for every child of God. Amen. And I want to say this to you tonight. When you think about those waves, you ever just stood there on the sand? If you've had the privilege to be, I was I grew up in Burlington, North Carolina, so it was only about 3.5 hours from the coastline, and then I preached meetings quite often down in Florida, and then down in South Carolina, North Carolina, down close to the ocean. And sometimes I like to stand there, and I stand there on the sand. You just watch those waves as they just keep coming in. And I can't help but to think about in my life, Brother Sam, how many times God's grace just come in wave after wave after wave after wave. Frank, and I tell you this, I thank God for the grace of God. I'm glad it can come in waves. And I'm glad God, I'm sure Brother Daniel can tell you, and we've had a privilege a few times of being in services where somebody would make the comment, Brother Waters, boy, it just came in waves. It just came in waves. And we talk about how a service got so good and the service began to move. And before you know it, well, people's in the altar and people getting right with the Lord. And then he kind of settled down. And then, hallelujah, all of a sudden, here come another way. And here come another way. And here come another way. And it just kept on coming and coming and coming. I was preaching for Dr. Joe Arthur actually at his church in a youth conference several years ago. Down in Atlanta, Georgia. And Dr. Arthur's got a great church, but Dr. Arthur was away that week preaching, and I was preaching in the youth conference there that Brother Lynch was hosting, and I guess that night there must have been over 1,000 young people, and I have the privilege all across the country to be able to preach to teenagers, and I love preaching to young people. I love this generation today. I still believe there's a bunch of young people that want to live for God and want to serve God, and I believe we can get them to Christ and they can enjoy the journey. But I'll never forget, was in that meeting at night, and someone was up singing, and I don't remember who it was, just someone singing songs. It was great, and all of a sudden, one of those waves of God's glory came through that building. I'll never forget it. I mean, I was over on the platform. I was scheduled to preach right after the song, and I thought, my soul, this is getting a little bit wavy. I didn't say it like that then until I studied this, but I understand it a little more now. And all of a sudden, those waves started coming in. And next thing you know, there were probably 500 teenagers standing up, waving their hand in the altar, weeping. My daughter now is an assistant golf pro at a country club. Matter of fact, they're hosting an ACC tournament this week, and she's into golf. And back then, as a young girl, I guess she must have been about maybe 15 years old, she was with us in that meeting with our youth group, and I looked over to my right expecting to see whoever, and I saw my daughter standing over there. I knew she was already saved, but I think it was the first time I'd ever seen her really get in the glory where God just totally took her life. She was never the same after that day. I walked up to the pulpit to preach. When I walked up to preach, I got ready to, I read the scripture. Guess what? Another wave. I haven't even preached yet. I mean, them kids had already been praying. Some had been saved. Some had been called to preach. It had settled down. I walked up, read my text. And when I read the text, Lord have mercy, here it come again. And the spray was coming in. And the wind was blowing. And God did it. And here we go. And I just stood there. I tried to preach. I finally gave up. I learned you can't sow seed when the wind's blowing. Next thing you know, two teenage boys done grabbed the flags, one American flag, one Christian flag. They were headed out the front door in Jonesboro, Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Big, beautiful church at Jonesboro Baptist Tabernacle, where Dr. Arthur's pastor. And them boys had them flags, and about 800 teenagers were in a line marching around that property outside singing There's Power in the Blood. Amen. I mean, buddy, while we were out there waving them flags, then hallelujah, another wave come in. I don't know what time we got out of there, but I'll tell you this. It was wave upon wave upon wave. I like the grace of God when God just keeps loving on us and moving on us and helping us. When I studied this phrase, God gave me three little simple thoughts. No subpoints, no long stuff underneath, just three little simple thoughts that I want to share with you tonight about grace. And I want you to see in the Word of God. The Bible says, and of his fullness have we all received in grace for grace. Understand, John's wanting us to know there is more to Christ, and that word fullness of completeness, and that word fullness, there's so much more of him than most of the time we ever really get to see. And John said there's this wave upon wave. Grace, grace for grace. I want you to see three things. Number one, watch this. There's grace when we are depraved. There's grace when we are depraved. Everybody look at me a moment, I'll say something to you. I don't care where you come from. I don't care who you are, how many times you've been to church, how good a person you might feel you are, you still cannot go to heaven apart from the grace of God. The happiest day of my life was not the day that I got saved. It was the day I got lost. When God let me know I was lost. When God let me know that I needed a Savior. When God let me know that I was going to die without it. I was a 17-year-old teenage boy involved in everything I could be in a church, but I had never accepted Christ and enjoyed the grace of God. Now, I'll never forget, y'all have heard my story, but it was halfway down an aisle in a Baptist church. 17 years old, really 18, I just turned 18. Halfway down that aisle, and I called on the Lord to save me. Halfway down the aisle. Got to the preacher, told the preacher God saved me. He looked at me like I was crazy. When did God save you? And I remember telling him, halfway down the aisle. A while back, I got to go to that church. My mom's still a member there. And it's changed a whole lot. It's not what it used to be. And it's a little more, well, it's just different. And I'll never forget, I went in that church and my mom, it was like a Mother's Day, and I wanted to go surprise her. And one of my associate guys filled in, and one of the associates filled in for me, and I went down to surprise her. And I'll never forget, before I left, I had to walk by that spot one more time. You got to remember now, at that time I was 52 years old, but I just had to walk by that spot one more time where God saved me and God changed my life. One more time where God did a work in my life. One more time where I experienced. Listen, there is grace when we are depraved. The Bible says, moreover the law entered that offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. You remember when you got saved by the grace of God? You remember when God changed your life? By His marvelous grace. Boy, listen. I believe we ought to preach the whole counsel of God. I love this Bible. We ought to preach it all. There's a whole lot of preaching in our day that has nothing to do with the Bible. It's not even in it. People sometimes will scream and shout and holler about things that ain't even in the Bible. But I'm going to say this to you. If somebody gets up and talks to you about grace, friend, I'm going to tell you, that's unmerited. I want to say this to you tonight. Hey, listen, God could have let you and I go to hell and He would have still been God. God did not have to send His Son. He did not have to have grace on us. But friend, it was the grace of God even when we are deprived or depraved. God saved us and God helped us and God's with us. Thank God for His saving grace. Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Thank God for grace. Listen, I've got people in my church, if you knew where they came from, if you knew, and some of you I'm sure the same way, it's amazing how far God can reach down and pick up a sinner and get them to Himself. Secondly, I want you to see this. Not only do we see grace when we are depraved, but second of all, and I think this is really important, there is grace when we are desiring. Let me explain what I mean. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I want to say this to you tonight. There's times in your life when you just need some help. There are times in your life when you come to God. Friend, grace isn't just about being saved, but God's grace is also there when we desire and we need Him and we want Him and we have to have Him in our life, and God shows up when we're desiring His marvelous grace. I may have shared with you, but when my dad passed away and I got out beside of a log behind our house and began to pray and knew I had to go down and face my family and knew that my dad was dying and I had to do that funeral and I had to go. And I'll never forget that when I said, Lord, I don't think I can do this. And I'll never forget when those arms from heaven seemed like they just reached around me. And I'll never forget the grace that God gave me through that when I was desiring. You ever look back on something in your life and you ask the question, how in the world did I ever make it through that?
Yes.
You ever been through something in your life that so overwhelmed you? And we were talking about cancer a little bit earlier, preacher. And well, listen, young people in our day, hey, I had a 16-year-old boy in my church died of cancer. And I'll never forget the night I went. And when he went to home be with the Lord, and he and I were buddies. And I'll never forget when he let me know it was all right and God had gave him peace. You know what that was? That was desiring the grace of God. Listen, when you're desiring grace, when you're desiring Him, I'm glad there's grace. Just another wave. The first wave of grace in my life was from the back row of Altman Hall Baptist Church when I got saved. I thought, man, if this is all, listen, if this is all there ever is, that's enough. If this is all there ever is, that's enough. Friend, listen, I want you to know, somebody asked me the other day, they said, preacher, why do bad things happen to good people? I looked at them and I said, who is good? Who is good? Friend, you and I do not deserve God's greatness. We do not deserve God's goodness. We do not even deserve God's heaven. We do not deserve God's Son. But God, who is rich in mercy and had grace on us, gave His Son to die for our sin. And you and I are saved by the hallelujah. By the grace of God. Amen. Grace when we're desiring. You ever had that time in your life and you say, Lord, I just need your grace. I just need your grace. I'm desiring your grace. I will say this to you tonight. There is nothing like the grace of God when you're desiring His grace. Sometimes God lets us go through things. And I want to say this. Sometimes we have to have grace when it's already been decided. Grace when we are decided. See, I'm talking about waves of grace. There's grace when we are depraved, when we're lost, when we're needing salvation. There's grace when we are desiring, when we say, Lord, I'm hungry for you. I need your grace. But then there are times when God says no. There are times when what we want to get out of, God lets us go through. There are times when we have to go through things because it's already been decided. Do you remember the Apostle Paul? When he had a thorn in the flesh. The Bible tells us in the Word of God that Paul said, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And guess what? God didn't take it. And here's what Paul said. He said, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. He said, most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Sometimes it's decided in our life. Sometimes God's got something we have to go through. Sometimes we have to face it. But I don't believe we have to face it alone. I believe God's grace can help us through that. Matter of fact, I'll just say this to you tonight. There may be some of you in this very auditorium tonight, and you're going through something, maybe not everybody even knows about it. Maybe you come in, you smile, you come in and you worship, you come in and you hear church, but you're going through something maybe a lot of people don't know about. And you think to yourself, God, why don't you take this? God, why don't you take this from my life? God, why don't you get this out of my life? And instead of God doing that, God just continues to let you go through it and continues to let you go through it. I want to say this to you tonight, and I'm not trying to be superficial, so I'm just going to be honest with you. There are times in my life I cannot figure out what God's doing. There are times in my life I say, Lord, I don't get it. Now, you can look at me spiritual if you want to, but there are times in my life I think, Lord, this brother in my church was serving you. He loves you. He's faithful. And they're going through this. And I, God, I don't understand that. I got some folk here. I mean, you have to put their face on a milk carton to find out where they're at on Sunday. Amen. Put it in the grocery store. And it seemed like everything going. And God, I don't understand this, brother. And listen, I know that God, listen, God will give us grace when things have already decided in our lives. As I was sharing with you, my father passed away. I just prayed for days for God to take him. He was suffering. My dad suffered for several days. Died of emphysema. Suffered for several days. I shared with churches, probably you, where he literally would come off the bed 6, 8, 9 inches trying to get a breath. We watched that, prayed day after day that God would take him, and he lingered, and he lingered, and he lingered. And finally, when God took him and everybody left that room, I'll never forget, I stood there in that room and I felt God's grace. I knew that God was there. See, there's grace when you're depraved. You remember that. Some of you here right now, do you ever think you'd ever be in church sitting on a Friday night, going to church and serving God? Don't some of you remember where you were and kind of life you lived? You ever, listen, I am amazed at where God has brought us from. That's grace. Amen. Look at you on Friday night, where you're at. Over here, eating supper with the church and going to church on Friday. Been every night of the week. Some of you been every night of the week. And just the grace of God. Not only when you're depraved, but I think about this, as I said earlier, when you're desiring. How many times in your life have you just went to God and you said, God, I just need you to show up. And then God, when you were desiring it, just expressed His grace and gave us what we needed. One fellow up in the mountains of North Carolina wrote the song, and he talked about there's more grace. More grace. Do you know God doesn't run out of grace? Amen. Matter of fact, I don't really know if anything God does run out of. I know God doesn't run out of grace. There's always grace. Boy, I tell you, I said to you last night, when I see people come in and their lives have been bad and their lives have been destroyed and they've gotten away from God, and you think, why in the Lord world would God ever, ever give them grace? Why would God ever give them mercy? Can I tell you why? Because He is long-suffering. Because God, listen, I will never understand why God would love somebody like me. I wouldn't. It hadn't always been a suit. It hadn't always been the right kind of words. It hadn't always been the right crowd. You didn't know where it was, and I'm glad. I wouldn't want you to know where God brought me from. But I will tell you this, it reminds me how good His grace is. And then there are times in my life when I just needed that grace when everything was already decided. It's already decided. I'm sure I told you this last time, but I think it bears repeating. That young man that I just mentioned to you earlier that died of cancer at 16, as I told you before, he lived right down the road from where my wife and daughter and I live, right down the road. One night he called me in the middle of the night, scared to death, laying in a hospital bed in his living room, dying of cancer at 16. And I walked in that room and I talked to him and sat down by his bed. And he said, Preacher, I'm not afraid to go to heaven. He said, Preacher, I'm not afraid that, but he said, I don't know what it's going to be like to leave my family and what it's going to be like to die. And I sat there by his bed, and I'll be honest with you. I tried to say something, but the only thing I could come out, here's what I told him. I said, Timmy, I'm convinced that when it's that time, God's grace will be sufficient. I'll never forget it, preacher. It was several weeks down the road. I'd done forgot about that particular encounter. There have been so many in between it. My phone one more time went off in the middle of the night. I looked down, I saw it was Timmy's name. Preacher, can you come down to the house? His parents were in the bed. His sister and little brother were in the bed. I come in the house, 16 years old. By that time, he probably weighed about 75 pounds, dying of cancer. I walked in that room, I walked in there and I said, Timmy, you okay? And I'll never forget his statement. He said, "Preacher, I got it." Well, I done forgot about the conversation weeks before, and I said, "You got what?" He said, "I understand now that grace you talked about." He said, "Everything's going to be okay." He said, "I'm ready to go." He said, "God's helped me. God's given me grace." I was there when he took his last breath. Matter of fact, I was one of the ones that helped take his body from that room. I preached his funeral. In his funeral, we played a video that a TV crew had come and helped me make about his life and testimony. And we played it, and I looked at all those young people that were there that knew him from school. And I said, "This young man, yes, he left early, but he is a testimony to the grace of God." And he would want you to know that you too can experience the grace of God. Amen. Wave after wave after wave. Preacher, you've been many times in the ministry. And boy, God just gave that grace. Then for a little while, you just kind of made it through it, and all of a sudden, right when you need again, here comes that grace. Here comes that grace. Grace when you pray. Grace when you're desiring. Grace when it's already determined. Thank God for grace. Yes. Let's stand our feet tonight. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you for the great liberty to preach tonight. You guys have been wonderful. Thank you so much tonight. I went with every head bowed and every eye closed this evening for just a moment. How many of you is a testimony? This is a great testimony. How many is a testimony tonight could say, Preacher, I know tonight that I'm saved by the grace of God. If I were to die tonight, preacher, I know I'd go to heaven because I know I'm saved by God's grace. I've trusted Christ as my Savior, and without a shadow of a doubt, if I died tonight, preacher, I know I'd go to heaven. How many of you is just a testimony could slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, I know that without a doubt." You can put it down. If you're here this evening and you couldn't raise your hand, but you let me pray for you, I wonder tonight if you'd just slip your hand up right now while nobody's looking and let me pray for you tonight. I'd appreciate it, and I'd just pray for you. I'd love to pray for you. If you're here tonight and you're unsure of your salvation, you'd say, "Preacher, would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up tonight? I'd love to pray for you." If you died tonight, would you go to heaven? If you were to leave this world, would you go to heaven? Do you have that peace in the middle of the night like Timmy had? Could I pray for you tonight? Anybody at all, just slip your hand up. I'd love to pray for you. I'd love to. I want to say something else tonight. Anybody going through some things tonight that you know some people may not know about? You know you're facing something. It's going to take God's grace to get you through it. It's going to take God's grace to help you through it. You need the grace of God right now tonight in your life. You need a wave of grace to come into your life. You need God to move in your life. And you say, "Preacher, I need the Lord to do something in my life. I need to experience that grace." I wonder tonight if you'd just slip your hand up and say, "Preacher, that'd be me tonight. Thank you so much." Man, that's just numerous hands tonight. I want everybody to look at me right before I give the invitation. Brother, what are you going to sing tonight? 403 here in just a moment. Right before I give the invitation tonight, I want everybody to look at me. I want to say something to you. How thankful are you for grace? You know, I was thinking, I made this comment. I can't remember if I made it. I think I made a comment after you guys had left the Jubilee. Brother Daniel, this is something that really just sticks in my heart. Do you realize all of the people that you never got a chance to know if it hadn't been for the grace of God? Brother Sam, most likely our paths would have never crossed. Brother Dixon, you and I, we probably never met. A lot of us here tonight. You know what brings us all together? It's grace. It's grace. You ever thought about just what God did in your life? Gave you a new family, new home, praise God, a new residence, new desires. We go on and on. New hangout, hallelujah. I'm hanging out in different places than I used to because of God's grace. When's the last time, be a good night on a Friday, that you got on your face and you said, "God, I want to thank you for grace. Where would I be if not for grace?" I wonder tonight. Aaron, I think about you, son. Listen, if somebody ever says that you're a grace preacher, when you start preaching, you tell them hallelujah. Thank God for grace. Amen. One fellow told Brother Joe Arthur at one time, said, well, all you ever preach is Jesus. Brother Joe said, yeah, isn't that terrible? Yeah. My Lord, what do you want to preach? You can't exhaust that. Right. Amen. Tonight, while we're singing, if you need some grace to get through something, there's a wave waiting on you. If you're here tonight and you need to thank Him for grace. Yeah. Hey, listen, don't wait till you get to heaven. You know, we do it bad. We give people flowers when they're gone. Maybe we ought to give it to them when they're living. But let me just say this. Don't wait till you get to heaven to thank Him for what He's already done in your life. Sister, I don't know where you came from. You and Brother Aaron married, right? I don't know where you came from. I don't know your background. But did you ever think in your life that you'd be standing in a church and you're going to be a preacher's wife? Preacher, Lord, have mercy. I remember a girl told me that when I was in high school. I was lost. I did a book report in high school. We had to do them oral book report. And I got up and did a book report and gave a book report in school, public school. This girl come walking up to me. She said, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. I said, what? She said, you sound like a preacher. I said, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. I said, that girl's crazy. You know what God did? God gave me an introduction to grace. Amen. This is your opportunity tonight, Friday night. Don't forget to thank Him for what He's done for you, dear brother. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Gotta have that right there. She's gotta be right alongside. It's a big deal. Oh, bless His name. Thank God for grace. Just a moment, altars are filled here and folks are praying. Just a moment tonight, your heads bowed. I want you to do me a favor. Close your eyes just a moment. If you're on the altar, if you're done praying, if you're still praying, keep praying. If you're in your seat, close your eyes just a minute. How many of you in the church have ever been to the ocean, the coast, the beach, whatever, the coast, whatever you want to call it? You've been there. How many of you right now with your eyes closed can imagine those waves rolling in to that shore? Wave after wave after wave. Just a moment with your eyes closed. Just imagine wave after wave after wave. God said grace for grace. Wave upon wave. While these are praying, Pastor is coming.
God's good. Amen. I believe from the very first note to the very last, God's been in this service. Yes. Heard about field of grace. Preached about waves of grace. As we close in just a moment, I want us to sing maybe the final verse of Amazing Grace. But before we do that, as she just plays softly there, I wonder if there's somebody else that's made a decision. Now, there's a lot of decisions we make as personal, just between us and God, and that's fine. But if there's just something that you'd like to share with us, we don't want to hold it out and belabor it, but I want you to get the opportunity to just share something about the grace of God in your life, something He's done for you this week in revivals. Anybody like that, you can raise your hand. We'll give you the opportunity. Something that God's done for you this week that you'd like to share with us. Ashley? Amen. 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 God's grace is overflowing. Anybody else tonight? Christina? Amen. Amen. Yeah, amen. Anybody else tonight? Something the Lord's done for you, you'd like to just brag on the grace of God in your life tonight? Anybody else? God's good. Amen. I want us to close out, Brother Jim, if we can, with Amazing Grace, maybe the first and last verse. Let's sing it. Sing it out.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once
was
lost.
Hey. On the last.
When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, with no less days to sing God's grace than when we first
meet. Amen. We're going to be dismissed in just a moment. Word of prayer. I want to tell you, revival doesn't have to stop tonight. Hey, you get in the Word of God. You let the Word of God get in you. You get in that throne room and you pray. I promise you, revival can keep going. You just keep it going. Amen. I want to ask Brother Daniel Waters to pray for us and dismiss us in prayer. Brother, thank you so much for being with us. It's a blessing to us. You pray with us, sir.